Hello and welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in preview on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And in case you thought something might have been a little bit off with the title today, that's because we are officially back in session as Album Club. We have our first meeting this week, this Thursday at 8 p.m. in Kingston Hall, room 210. And since this airs on Wednesday, the name is being changed to A Week in Preview rather than A Week in Review, since we haven't reviewed the album yet. So obviously can't be A Week in Review if nothing has been reviewed. So it's just kind of a little preview into what we will be reviewing the following day. So I hope to see some friendly faces, some familiar faces at tomorrow's meeting. We are reviewing the album Psychopomp by Japanese Breakfast, which came out in 2016, which feels crazy to say was 10 years ago. Like, I think everyone might be a bit too big of a generalization, but within my age bracket, I think a lot of us kind of mark back to 2016 in particular as like kind of like the last good, the best year in memory, I guess I would say. And so consecutively, it's always like, what do you mean 2016 was like 5 years ago? And now in this case, it's what do you mean 2016 was 10 years ago? Like 10 years? It doesn't feel real. It honestly doesn't feel real. I say we stop the count, stop the passage of time, and we become a timeless society that just kind of runs on like vibes, which societies did used to operate on. I mean, hey, we didn't always have the construct of time. So why don't we just, you know, kind of move back to that? I think it would be a little bit less stressful for myself personally. I don't think I've shown up to a single class on time this semester, which, like, to be fair, is more so due to the weather and me procrastinating going outside in it as much as possible. Because obviously who the heck wants to go outside, in negative like 10 degree weather. It's negative 12 right now outside. I'm filming this on Tuesday night. Feels like negative 20. I walked a 5 minute walk to get here from my lecture, which, side note, 6:30 to 8:30 lecture in the dead of winter should be illegal. Like, and I'm not even joking. Illegal is not the correct term to use. It shouldn't be a thing though. In Canada, in the dead of winter, come outside of your warm abode and come sit in a two-hour lecture and then walk back once it's even colder and even darker. Excuse me. Anyway, I was getting into a ranting mood. It's too cold outside to be all positive, you know? But like I said, getting off track, let's get into what you're going to be listening to today. Because as I said, the album on review this week is Japanese Breakfast, Psychopomp. So we had a song from that album, of course, opening today's show, which was Everybody Wants to Love You, which I think is the most popular song from that album. Not my particular favorite, definitely up there, but not my particular favorite. Unfortunately, that will not be played on today's episode because it contains a few too many expletives that I cannot adequately cut out to be on air. We still do have some great songs from the album coming up a little bit later. For now, up next, we have Waking Up on Time by the Mounties, followed by Divorce by Housewife, and closing out that segment that's coming up right now with Somewhere, Somehow by Oddness. So I hope you enjoy.
The 27th annual Real Out Queer Film Festival is running for 10 days from Thursday, January 29th until Saturday, February 7th in beautiful downtown Kingston. This year's festival theme is Exploring Space, with many of the festival's official selections touching on what it means to hold, save, and or create spaces for communities that need them. Join us as we showcase over 65 exciting narrative and documentary feature-length and short films from Canada and 15 other countries. While all our films are about 2S LGBTQ+ lives, real or imagined, our intended audience is anyone who enjoys independent film and media. Catch world premieres, meet the talent behind the films, and help support queer arts programming in your community. Visit reeloutt2026.eventive.org for more information on films, events, tickets, and passes.
Hi, this is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing, and as always, I will quickly go over the song titles once again. Up first, we had Mounties with Waking Up on Time, followed by Housewife with Divorce, and closing out with Somewhere, Somehow by Odd Ness. And you might have caught it, but the little CFRC intro that you just heard was also by Housewife. I think it's really cool that CFRC gets local and just Canadian artists to come in or send in recordings as station identifications, because it's super cool hearing artists that you know, artists that you don't know, local musicians coming on air and, you know, introducing the a radio host. My mind is going blank. That last 2-hour lecture really took a lot out of me. Like I was saying, 6:30 to 8:30 is just like ridiculous. And it's a first year class, so like everyone was losing their patience by the end of it. It's like no one in this lecture outside of like a handful of people have sat through a 3-hour no tech seminar. So people were getting antsy in there. Wow. I sometimes think about the trajectory of what I talk about in these segments, and I'm just like, how did we go from point A to point B to point C? There was a way that they connected, in my brain at least. But thinking back, it's like, I don't know how I went from talking about Housewife station ideas to, once again, complaining about my 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. class. Oh, that will actually probably not be the last time you hear about it. But bringing it back to Housewife, I've talked about this on air before, but I saw her perform over the summer at the Broom Factory, which is a local Kingston venue, which I cannot praise highly enough for being a fantastic venue. It's very new, very well kept, very clean, very well organized, and every single time I've gone, the sound has been great, the people have been lovely, that goes for both attendees and workers. And the only downside for me personally is that it's a little bit out of the way from where I am. And usually if I'm going to a concert, I won't be able to drive afterwards. So it's a long walk, especially in negative 20 degree weather. But I do love going to the Broom Factory in the summer and spring and even in the fall as well. It's really just the winter that keeps me cooped up indoors. But if you haven't been, definitely go and check it out. If there's ever an act that's kind of a bit enticing, definitely go just to even just see the vibes and, of course, to support local artists. But we have some more music coming up for you in just a moment, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce that. We have another song from Psychopomp, and that is In Heaven by Japanese Breakfast, of course, and that will be followed by Oh Dove by Men I Trust, and then In Undertow by Always. So I hope you enjoy those songs coming up for you right now.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Just paces round us.
Once again, welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing, and as always, here is a quick rundown of what you were just listening to. Up first, we had In Heaven by Japanese Breakfast, followed by O Dove by Men I Trust, and closing out with In Undertow by Always. With that Always song, I always want to say In the Undertow, but it is just In Undertow. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, I have been basing the songs that are not off of Japanese Breakfast's album Psychopomp off of the song, the most recent song that I had just played from the album. So O Dove and In Undertow, as well as the two upcoming songs that you're going to hear in just a moment, are kind of more themed toward In Heaven. Whereas Somewhere, Somehow, Divorce, and Waking Up on Time were more tied to Everybody Wants to Love You. And then the closing songs will be a little bit more tied to the last song that you'll hear from Psychopomp. I'm very sad that I couldn't put my favorite song from the album, which is Heft, on today's show. It does unfortunately have expletives in the song, and she drags the words out for too long, so I can't just go ahead and mute them in a way that still makes them sound good. So, unfortunately, just kidding, very fortunately, you're going to have to listen to Psychopomp to hear that song, which I highly recommend you do. And if you're a Queen student and you listen to it, come and discuss your feelings about it at Album Club. Sorry, I've been, I was looking at my phone at the Spotify playlist, so my brain was going elsewhere. But please come. We would love to hear your opinions, whether you loved it, whether you hated it, whether you prefer a different Japanese Breakfast album, whether this is your favorite, whether this is your first time listening to Japanese Breakfast, if you want to listen to her more, if you never want to listen to her again, any and all opinions are more than welcome. And the more differentiating opinions, the merrier we are at Quack, because we love to have discussion. Like, that's the whole point of the club, is to share opinions, share your takes, whether they're cold takes, lukewarm, or fiery hot takes. We love to hear them either way. And speaking of hot takes, sometime this semester, Quack will be returning with its infamous kind of works here, though. It's infamous hate night, where we go over all of our musical hot takes, whether it pertains to an album, an artist, whatever you want, maybe even album art if you have a passionate opinion on that front. But we're getting into the next couple of songs that are coming up. Up first, we will have quite a long song, which is why it's only two songs in the segment. We will have Soccer Mommy with Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes. And then following that song, we will have Dear April by Isabel. So I hope you enjoy those two songs coming up right now.
Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today. We'll be right back.
you're the key tonight. Stick yourself inside, twist and turn it tight. Open up my mind, cause ooh, can I keep this from you? Chest, put me straight to bed. I put us to the test, locked it in my head. Cause ooh, I can't keep my cool. I'm dripping with drool. I look like a
for the last time on today's episode of Queen's Album Club, A Week in Preview, welcome back from the music. I hope you are enjoying what you were hearing all of this episode, and I hope you stick around to hear the last three songs that we'll be playing. But just in case you missed it, you just heard Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes by Soccer Mommy, followed by Dear April by Isabel. And Dear April is a new song by Isabel. She's been releasing quite a few singles recently. There was another one that I was going to put on here that the name is escaping me, but that one did come out in January. So if you like the sound of Dear April, definitely go and check out Isabel. It is spelled Isobel, so I-S-O-B-E-L, if you're interested in hearing more from her. And Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes is definitely not a new song. I'm going to say that one came out in 2017, but I'm going to confirm now because I'm curious. Well, maybe I'll confirm if my Spotify decides to be nice to me and load. Oh, wow. Okay, it was nice to me and it loaded, but it was way more recent than expected. I almost said 5 years ago. 6 years ago. 2020. Wow. Okay, I thought that came out a lot closer to when Psychopomp came out, but I guess that makes sense because I do remember hearing a lot of people talking about that album during COVID, so it would make sense that it was released just before it. I think it was February, if I remember the date that I literally just looked at. Yeah, February 28th, 2020. So 6 year anniversary is coming up quite soon for that album. It's a very good album. Highly recommend. If you like the sound of Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes, you'll definitely like the rest of Soccer Mommy's album, which is called Color Theory. So many great songs from the album. That includes Bloodstream, Circle the Drain, Night Swimming, more and more. And I really wanted to include Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes on this show because it connects to Psychopomp quite intimately, I would say. Because if my memory is serving me correctly, I know Psychopomp is a lot about the artist, Japanese Breakfast. Her actual name is escaping me at this current moment, but it's a lot about the passing of her mother and working through that, and that time of grief that she felt spending those like kind of last moments with her, as she had been in a band before her mother fell ill. And Color Theory also kind of talks about a similar situation of parent death. I believe it was also her mother, where yellow is the color of her eyes. He's talking about her mother's sickness and her eyes being yellow and all of that, and kind of going through the motions of what it's like for her to deal with that. So I thought it connected quite well with Psychopomp as an album conceptually. And there's a few other songs on here that I think connect with that as well. Some of them are more just sound-based. Most of them are just sound-based, but I thought there would be, I would tie in a bit of the lyricism as well, because I think that's very important in an album. How can it not be? It's what you're hearing. It's what they're speaking. But I've talked for too long, and you're about to be sent off into some more great music. So up first, you will hear The Woman That Loves You by Japanese Breakfast, followed by Cimetière by Grand Eugene, and closing out with Playing Cards by Space Cadet Bloom. So I hope you enjoy.
Fly on the Wall is made for the observers, those of you that notice, the pollinators wanting to share the things that they love, and the disturbers trying to shake up the now's landscape. Come around for an intimate yet lively dive into, well, a little bit of everything. Indie, folk, rock, house music, you name it. Music deserves and needs to be shared, and I am here to do that with you all. This is Abby, and Fly on the Wall will be playing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m.
CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Since the day I stopped drinking, my life has gotten better and better. I can't take any credit for it. It just seems that without alcohol, I think better, I'm more careful with money, I watch what I say, I don't get into trouble like I did when I was drinking. It's scary trying to walk through life alone, and today I have that very distinct feeling that I don't ever have to be alone again.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with the Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions.